Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, April 23rd, 2018. And with me today, I have John Martellaro. How are you, John?
I'm good. I'm so excited about Friday's TDO where it was March.
Isn't that funny?
And I wasn't here.
And you weren't here. I don't know what it is about me having this mental thing where 3 and 4 for month numbers get mixed up with March and April. I mean, I'm not dyslexic, but in my head, I've always done that. So the fact that we had to go through over 1,000 shows before I actually had the slip up with March and April, that's probably pretty good.
It is good.
Yeah. Hey, Andrew Orr, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Awesome. I am glad you were both here. I'm also glad that you two are more capable with linear time than I appear to be. So thank you for that. So, John, I have a feeling that you'll be pretty excited about what I want to hit right now, which is robots, specifically robots in the home. And even more specifically, the news that Amazon is reportedly working on a robot, and it's the code name for the project is Vesta.
I knew it.
And
yeah, I knew it.
And this home robot is supposed to start shipping for actual consumer purchase sometime in 2019. So it appears that Amazon is really far along in this personal robot project. So I'm curious what you and Andrew think first about Amazon's supposed robot project and how this might impact Apple. And John, I know you have opinions on Apple and home robots.
That's why I'm going to let Andrew go first.
I haven't really read too much about Amazon's robot thing yet.
Well, then how about if I give you the quick rundown?
Okay.
And then I'll let you get back to your opinion, because I'm guessing there's some other people that haven't read anything either. Okay, so here's the deal. There's a report out from insider sources that says that Amazon has been working on this home robot project and is really ramping everything up right now so that they can finalize their design and features and ship this thing sometime in 2019. And they haven't even finalized exactly what all this device will do, but the assumption right now is that it will be in essence like a mobile Echo. So it can follow you around your house. You can give it voice commands through the A-Lady platform, and it can do all the things that an Echo does today, but mobile. And it will have an array of cameras and sensors so that it can essentially see in your place and interact with you through that in some fashion, but then also act sort of like a little remote sentry when you are gone. So you can use it to see what's happening inside your place. It can alert you if someone has come in that's not supposed to be there, you know, stuff like that. So
yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Sounds a little bit like Mayfield Robotics Curie.
It sounds a lot like that to me, yes. So Andrew, I totally interrupted you to give you and our listeners a backstory. So sorry about that.
Oh, no. Yeah, that sounds cool, and it makes sense for Amazon to do this, I think, because they're already in the home. I wouldn't really have much use for a robot like that, but maybe other people would, especially if you have a big house, and it would be handy for a robot like that to follow you around. And I think the security aspect of it is pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing there'll be some people that would say there's some irony in the security aspect, because here's this device that's going to have free reign throughout your house and be able to see whatever, record whatever, hear whatever, and under the umbrella of helping you stay more secure. And at the same time, people worried about how much data Amazon and other companies are collecting about them.
Yeah.
That's why it's time right now for the government to think about what kind of regulations would be off the start effective. Now, I know people are going to respond and say, no, we don't want to regulate this industry too early or could stymie the development. But companies have shown over and over again that they'll do whatever they darn well please unless there's sane, sensible, reasonable regulations put in place about how we do things. And we've gone through this with privacy and other technologies that are out in the field. So now is a good time for the government to start thinking about what are the minimum health, safety, sensible privacy concerns that should guide companies before they go overboard.
You know, on one hand, I can totally see something like this being a trigger to get government regulation happening. On the other hand, I would be really surprised to see that happen, at least in the near term. And I say that because we already have all of these smart cameras that people are buying up and putting in their homes, and there's no regulation on that. Then we have the smart speakers that we've been putting into our homes, and there's no regulation on that either. And the only real difference between those devices from this standpoint and a home robot is that those cameras and Echoes and Google Homes and now HomePods, they don't have wheels on them.
Well, what's going to happen is that the robots are going to get better, stronger, more capable, more mobile as mm-hmm. time goes on. And there's going to come a point where family robot, if it's not designed properly, could become a physical threat to pets or very, very, very small children.
Like pocket-sized children?
Well, you know,
no, you said very, very small, and so I'm giving you a hard time.
Okay. I'm thinking about, you know, the
robot. Yeah, like infants and toddlers.
Yeah, right. And so there has to be some built-in mechanism to say that the robots have to be able to be in constant contact with their owners. They have to be able to be monitored about what they're doing. They have to be able to respond to voice orders immediately. They can't be overly strong so that they can overpower a human being. All sorts of considerations that go into the design of a robot. And now is the time for the government to start thinking about these things, because in a few years it's going to be, you know, a crazy place with every company building robots. And speaking of that, I'm so glad Amazon is doing this, because it's part of their vision. As Andrew said, it's an extension of the Echo concept of family service. And on Friday's Particle Debris, I suggested that Amazon is doing this. And on Monday morning, you write the article. So, but I've been wanting Apple to get involved in this for years. If you had asked me at any time in the past couple of years, if you tap me on the shoulder and say, John, what do you think Apple's next big project is or should be? I would say family service robots. That's the next frontier.
You know, and actually, we have tapped you on the shoulder more than once, and that has been your response. When I went back to look and see what sort of coverage we have had on the family personal home robot space, all of the big pieces that we have, they're from you, John.
Yep.
Yeah. So with Amazon reportedly getting into the space and launching a robot as early as next year sometime, what do you think this will do for Apple? And knowing that we have no confirmation that Apple's even working on robots, although it would be surprising if they're not.
I think it's an opportunity for Apple to bring its unique brand of privacy and honor and the way they design products to the robot business and gain an edge that way because there will be issues with these robots in time, and Apple's in a great position to leverage off its vision of delivering for the customer the best of breed concerns for privacy, safety, environment, and so on. Mm-hmm. So while everybody else is going about the business going crazy with the robots, Apple will be a standout, have an opportunity to be a standout in the way it designs robots and get a leg up and maybe become the market leader at an early stage because of people's concerns about these devices wandering around their home and following them everywhere.
and I don't know if Apple would be a leader in the early stages. And that's because my expectation is that Apple will stick with their typical modus operandi, which is let several companies get products out there on the market, which we're already seeing. But then just keep watching for a little while, figure out what's working right, what isn't, what people are really interested in, how they're more likely to really use a device like this. And then Apple comes to market with something.
So, yeah, like the HomePod. How did that work out?
Well, it's still very early in the game for HomePod.
I got to disagree. I'm going to call Balderdash.
Oh, sweet. Balderdash yes. me, John.
Balderdash. I think in this particular market, it's important for Apple to get out in front because if they don't, Amazon will tromp all over and control the market because they're consumer-facing business. They've got inroads with their new TV to Best Buy. They've got inroads with Whole Foods. They got inroads with brick and mortar bookstores. Amazon has this tremendous customer facing, consumer oriented, Echo driven Alexa voice mechanism, and it's getting out of control. And Apple is merrily going off, selling iPhones. And they got to get a grip on this robot situation before they get all trampled.
Well, what about when Apple released the iPod? That was seen as a device that couldn't fit into the market space because everyone else is already making.
Yeah, but they were competing against doofuses. I mean, companies that didn't have a clue about how to build MP3 players.
All right, then what about when the iPhone came out? Apple went up against all of the mobile phone makers. And the big players in this space, at the time, I wouldn't consider BlackBerry or Palm to have been doofuses in that space. I mean, they owned the smartphone market. And then Apple just took it from them.
Well, in that case, it was technology that was the issue, not privacy. The emotional and the privacy and the safety and the psychological issues of the robot business will overcome the technology issues.
So
and Apple's got to get a head start on that.
Okay, so this is a case where for Apple, it's not so much about do we have the cooler technology, but are we releasing a product that honors and protects privacy and security?
Is this the robot you want in your house? Let Apple build it. Because of our experience in protecting you and your safety and your privacy. This is the company you want to buy the robot from. And you're not going to get a second shot because once Amazon comes out with an $800 or $900 robot, I'm guessing, people are going to say, well, just like the HomePod, they're going to say, why do I need a second robot from Apple? I've already got one and I don't want to spend another $900.
All right, so Andrew, I'm going to put you on the spot playing the role of the average consumer. If you were looking at a personal home robot, would you go for something where it rattles off all the features that you get? This thing can go around your house. This thing can monitor when you're not there and send you alerts. This thing will respond to your voice commands, just like R2-D2, and just be your little robot companion everywhere you go. Or would you be more interested in a sales pitch about how the device is honoring your privacy? This thing is not sharing information with other companies. Your personal data is not being brokered off in any way.
I would probably go with the second option, at least right now, because I already have some reservations, like I've said before, about smart home devices, and I would want to make sure that they aren't sending my audio files or whatever else to back to the company and have them be as secure as they can be. So I would probably pick Apple in this case, or another company that focuses on privacy.
There you go, Jeff.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Okay. So now my guess, John, is that the $800 or $900 price tag is probably market appropriate for the technology. I'm also guessing Amazon will be willing to sell the device at a loss so that they can buy market share.
Yeah, that's another thing Apple has to watch out for. Apple has a built-in counter incentive to always make money on their products. Amazon doesn't feel bound by that because they're such a big consumer-oriented company.
Well, for Amazon, it's all about what can we do to get you more bound into our system, because Amazon is a retailer. They sell things. So the deeper they get us into their retail ecosystem, the more likely people are to remain loyal and to continue to buy from Amazon.
That's why it didn't matter that Amazon announced last week an Amazon Fire TV edition. If their TV doesn't make it in the marketplace, it'll just quietly disappear and nobody will care.
Oh, like the Fire Phone did.
Yeah, nobody really cared. It was seen as a bit of a disaster for Amazon, because smartphones are a big deal and a big business. But a TV, if the Amazon Fire TV edition doesn't make it consumer-wise, even at a loss, and they decide to kill it, no big deal. They have the liberty to do that experiment and try things out the way Apple doesn't, because Apple is so high profile and so focused on success of its products that it has to be careful about what it rolls out.
Yeah, I suppose in that sense, Amazon has a little bit more leeway, because the expectation for product quality is not the same as it is with Apple.
The other thing this is going to do is it's going to really fire Apple up on Siri too. Because if you're going to build a family robot, it's going to have to communicate with its owner really well. And here's an opportunity for Apple to jump to really elevate the level of Siri.
Yeah. And actually, that's partly has to do with my question. So do you think Apple would build physical robots, or would they maybe focus more on like a robot brain? Because I think that's kind of how the Apple Car rumor is now. It started out as they were building a physical car, but then the later rumors suggested that no, they were focused on building this AI brain that you can kind of plug into other cars. So do you think they would do the same for home robots?
No, I don't think so. I think robots are the big thing for the rest of the century. And if Apple doesn't get on it now, they could become a company that used to be the phone company and kind of, you know, got left behind.
Yeah, that's not a place Apple wants to be. They want to be on the forefront.
About the future. Yeah.
All right. So now I'm curious, how long will it be before we start seeing the leaks about Apple's robotic project?
After today, pretty soon now.
Yeah. All right. Well, listeners, I'm curious, would you be interested in a robot from Amazon or from Apple? Let me know. You can shoot me messages on Twitter. That would be at TMO Daily. You can send me emails, observations@macobserver.com. And of course, you can leave comments in the show notes. I'm going to look at all those places. And I am personally trying to figure out if I really want a robot in my home. And I guess, no, the better way to say that is I'm trying to figure out if I'm willing to pay to have a robot in my home, because if I could have a little personal robot rolling around in here talking and doing things, of course I would do it. That's just how I am. So I guess it's a matter of how much money am I willing to spend to do that. So anyhow, listeners, let me know. And I'm looking forward to your feedback. We are so out of time, so we need to wrap up. John, thank you for being here today.
You're very welcome. It was fun.
It was fun. Andrew, thank you for being here as well.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And listeners, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.